This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. And in the studio with us is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So, Uber has raised privacy concerns over personal information, and this follows its move to add more video and audio recordings for trips. Right. What can you tell us about this, Sean?
So, Uber started giving this option for drivers to install dashboard cameras in their cars recently, and next month, they are planning to launch a pilot program in Brazil and Mexico to give riders and drivers the choice to record audio in their car when they are traveling. Not in the pencil case, yeah? So, this is to test part of Uber's push to better protect riders and drivers amid reports of sexual and physical assaults as well as robbery. So despite all these public concerns about this, Uber has pledged to respect data privacy. They also believe the existing safety issue is a bigger problem. I think if you, I think it was this post was viral this week on Twitter, where this female yes. go-kart driver in Indonesia, she put a fence, like a steel fence, around her around her seat to protect herself. So I think safety issue is a big issue. Mm-hmm. Mm. So now it's like safety and privacy issue. Which one is bigger problem right now?
So just back on the recording, you know, Bloomberg reports that in Mexico and Brazil, where the company is planning to start its audio recording pilot program, riders will have the option to record the audio, of their trips using a phone. The file is then stored on the user's phone, but it won't be accessible because it's encrypted. So if a rider or driver wants Uber to review the tape, they send the recording to Uber, which will be able to decrypt the audio with the key. The process seems a bit more assuring, but again, there's also other concerns, I understand.
Right. So this shows that Uber itself has limited access to the recordings, but privacy advocates in the report say there's possibility for abuse. And one of them was quoted saying he's worried about the amount of data Uber could potentially collect and how it's concerning for people who answer work-related phone calls or calls from family or friends while they are traveling in Uber cars. I think that's a legitimate concern, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is really about finding the balance between safeguarding privacy and also improving safety for this type of services. And again, going back to, I think earlier this year, there was this case of Gojek in Singapore where the rider accused the driver of kidnapping her.
Yes, yes.
Because he refused to use the ERP. And then it just escalated into he's trying to kidnap me. And the customer service from Gojek also said, like, please stop kidnapping her, something like that. So, yeah, so it's a very interesting topic, whether you want people to record your audio or have a dashboard cam that protects both. But, of course, even the trials for the video, you can actually choose the car. Like, when you are booking the car, you know whether the car that you're booking has a video dash cam recorder or not. Or when you get into the car, you can opt whether you want yourself to be recorded or not. So there are a lot of, like, testing going on around this.
You know, I was thinking about it while you were speaking. And on the one hand, I think there's something about it entering a smaller space like a car that feels more invasive. Because the truth is that we're on camera all the time, right? Yeah. Like, we are constantly being recorded. In many cases, most of us have traded away, I would say, like, I don't know, to pluck a number out of the air, like 70% of our privacy in public life because we want to function in modern life. We want to use all the things that we want to use. So this is really an extension of that. And I'd be curious to know exactly how far it's going to go. I think there's something about it being in the confines of a car and a service that makes it feel different. But the truth is, not that different from walking into anywhere with a CCTV. So moving on then to local stocks, IGB Berhad was a top gainer on Bursa Malaysia today. What is going on there?
Yeah, so IGB Berhad shares jumped over 20% earlier today after a planned listing of a commercial REIT comprising assets at Mid Valley City and those along Jalan Tun Razak. And it says the proposed REIT establishment and listing will allow IGB Berhad to unlock the value of its commercial property portfolio. So the group also said this will be subject to valuation of the properties and also approvals from IGB, IGB's shareholders, among others. So the counter closed 14% higher at RM3.09.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.